Okay, today is Wednesday, April 30th. It's around 2:35. My name is Marty Cheddar, and I'm here to interview Ms. Carol Wade. Do you mind, Ms. Wade, record this?
No, don't mind at all.
Okay, thank you. And on behalf of the university, you know, this is a great project, and we do thank you for your interest in this. Again, this is kind of your story. It is your story. About your experience having gone to college, and you know how that came to be, I guess. So to start off, if you don't mind, if you could tell me more about your background, your family, where you grew up, to kind of give us some more feedback or background information, I guess.
Well, Marty, I was born and raised in Greene County. And the little town was called Hookerton, even though we were in the countryside, or the, I guess they would call them the suburbs now, but we were in the countryside. And but the closest town to us was Snow Hill. And even though I was raised in Hookerton, I was born in Snow Hill because that was where the closest doctor was, which probably was about 7 or 10 miles away from our home. And I remember when I got married, or went to get married, they didn't have my birth certificate. They only had Kenneth that was born at that time. And I asked my mom, how did that get to be? And she said that because my grandma said, if it's a boy, name him Kenneth. So the doctor automatically wrote down, or the nurse automatically wrote down Kenneth. But we was, like I said, I was born and raised in Hookerton. And on the farm. And I remember the first farm that we was on was for Mr. Harry Creech, and I'm guessing the guys was brothers. I don't really know, but I think they were brothers or related in some way. And we moved from Harry Creech's farm to J.E. Creech farm, and we stayed on J.E. Creech farm, or should I say my parents stayed up there from the time that I was 10 to the time that I was an adult. So pretty about 15 to 20 years they were on J.E. Creech farm. And we did tobacco, and before tobacco season we picked cucumbers. And so then when tobacco season, I have been working since I was about 6 and handing tobacco. And I remember when I did get a little older, about 10, I wanted to do what the guys were doing. So I wanted to hang tobacco. So you would get on the poles and hand the stick up in the barn, and that was what I would do. My sister, which is Faylene, she was the youngest, and she was also out there. It was kind of like a family thing back in the day. And where we lived, the house was close to the tobacco barn, so we just went on over. And I have my only brother, Moses. He worked on the farm. And then there was my sisters. I had two older sisters. They looped tobacco or did what the grown-ups did because they were older. And then it was my dad and my mom. And as I said, we worked on the farm for a long time. And my parents did seasonal work. They would, after the tobacco were over, they would go to the tobacco factories. And after the tobacco factory was over, it was kind of like the farming thing. They would go into the potato factory and work with the sweet potatoes, because that's kind of how it went from the tobacco to the potatoes. So we just kind of, you know, follow the seasonal stuff in the summertime, as I said earlier, starting with the cucumbers, then the tobacco, then the potatoes. But we didn't raise potatoes. Other people did, but they went in the potato factory and did work, and the tobacco factory and did work.
Now, that was in the Kinston area, or would it have been more Greene County?
That was in the Greene County area. The tobacco factory was in the Kinston area. I can't remember the name. It'll probably come back to me before we stop talking.
Can you tell me a little bit about your parents, briefly, or like were they from Greene County as well?
My parents that was from the Maury area, which is pretty much Greene County, but my father, they were in Wilson County before they were in Greene County, because they talk about, you know, when they lived over in that area. And as I said, I knew my grandparents lived in Maury, and you know, they had said something about they had land over there, but you know, we didn't get into that land, so I don't know too much about that part.
Okay, yeah, I was just curious. Let's see.
My father, I'm understanding, had like a sixth grade education, and my mom had like a 10th grade education, and my dad, you know, had to stop going to school so that he could work on the farm. And I guess with my mom being a girl, you know, that they let her go a little longer than the guys did. But back then, most of the guys was expected to work on the farm.
Yeah, that was, especially when a very agricultural based,
yes,
you know, area.
Because I remember my brother quit school and worked on the farm.
Wow.
They let him quit school then. But the girls couldn't quit. They couldn't quit. And my parents, they really stressed getting a high school diploma. And I guess that was because they didn't get a high school diploma. And they felt that working on the, getting a high school diploma, you had a chance of getting maybe a factory job, an inside job, other than working on the farm. So that was why they stressed. Well, just get a high school education. Just get the high school education. And I myself, I had said, once I ever got out of high school, I was never going back to school. And then I realized, after I graduated from high school, I would been considered as somewhat of a statistic, because I had two of my children before I graduated from high school. I had my older daughter in the 10th grade, and then I got married, and I had my my middle one in the 12th grade. And after, you know, getting pregnant, I considered dropping out of school, but my husband told me that I wasn't going to drop out and wouldn't let me drop out, and so I went on back and finished school. I had needed a half a unit, is what they called it then, and so I went on back to summer school and finished that unit, and I'm glad that I did, you know, because not graduating probably would have held me back. You know, I probably wouldn't have went on forward like I did if I had to have gotten my GED, but then I don't know. But like I said, most people probably would have said that I wasn't going to go to college. But after graduating and going to Kinston Shirt Factory, my sisters already worked there. And so it was pretty much, you know, a family thing, where if you're working there and you're a good worker, we can recommend your sister. And with all of us having had worked on the farm, we had good work ethics, you know, far as going to work on time and doing our work when we got there. So they got me on at the Shirt Factory, or recommended me to some of the people when a position came open. So I got in the Shirt Factory and stayed there for about 16 years until some of the ladies started retiring, and they were only getting like $3,000 in their little profit sharing that they had put in. And that was when I started saying, I don't want to retire from somewhere like this. I need to go back to school. So I quit my job and started back to Lenoir Community College and enrolled.
Excuse me, can you tell me about what time that was? I mean, what era or what year? About what? Was it like mid, late 70s, early 80s?
It was late 70s. If I'm not mistaken, it was. Well, I graduated in 75. So it would have been 16 years from 75. So I guess that was early 80s, 85, somewhere long up in there. If I'm adding right.
Or 90, around 1990.
Yes, because I think I graduated in 94. Yes, I did, because I graduated in 94. And then I, you know, kind of changed my major, because I started in saying I was going to be a nurse. And I had three kids and no babysitter. And so their father said that he would babysit for me and he would be there. So it was like when I leave and go to school, he said, I'm coming. So when I get back home, he hadn't been there. So it was like my kids, even though they was 10 and 12, you know, it was like they had been home by themselves. So it was like, well, I can't do this. You know, I really don't have any help. So, you know, and sometime I would take them to my sister, but they kind of got tired of it too, you know, babysitting all the time. And so I just decided I had to quit work and go to school full time so I could be home with my kids at night. And that was what I did.
Wow. I mean, that's a big, it's a big adjustment. Not only that, I mean, it's a big sacrifice as well.
Oh, Lord, was it a sacrifice? It was. I mean, my sisters or my family thought I was kind of crazy. My father had passed at that time, and my mother was really sick. She had cancer, so she was really sick with lung cancer. So everybody didn't see my school as important, you know. Oh, you don't have to go to school, you can just take mom to the doctor. Or, you know, they didn't understand the importance of my having to be in class every day or taking the time to study, you know. So I just had to, you know, let them know that my school was important. My mom was important too, but, you know, I did have to study and my time was for school, you know, that I hadn't quit work to do errands for everybody every day.
Yeah. Why? Let's talk about when you started going to Lenoir mm-hmm. Community College. I mean, can you remember when you first started going there, what that was like? I mean, were you like, what am I doing? Did you have doubts on it? Or, I mean,
no, I really, school just opened up another world to me. And when I started there, I started working in the library. And I was just amazed. I mean, you know, in high school you had a library, but when I went being older and paying more attention to everything, I was like, oh my God, there's a book for everything. And so I was just overwhelmed by all the information and the knowledge that was, you know, in the library. And so I got a job in the library, work study job, and so I was working in there part-time, and I had chance to study, you know, could stay right in there and study. So that was just, it was just amazing. Yeah. And then when I graduated from there and came to ECU, it really was amazing. Yeah. Over the difference in Kinston and ECU, or the difference in Lenoir Community and ECU, was kind of like a cultural difference, because ECU was still kind of like the country home, you know. But then when I came to Greenville, to ECU, it was like I saw people from different countries, and, you know, which it's things that I had only seen on TV, you know. And then the books that was available and on every subject, and I was just amazed, you know. Like I said, kids don't really use the library, you know, when they're in school, but yeah, then you can appreciate it. I could appreciate the information.
Excuse me. Yeah, being older, that really, I mean, that's a good point to bring up, because, you know, you see things different, especially when working. And
yes.